Hello.
Hi, Jacob. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, that is good to hear. So, Jacob, I am actually calling because I wanted to go, if you could remember when we did the client interview, we informed you that we will be doing an update on the account. We call it First Touch. So we go ahead and check what are the pending items on the account, what's actually the status. Now, I went ahead and reviewed an account, and we really have a lot of pending items at the moment. So this is a good time for the call to go ahead and do the first touch. This will take about 15 to 20 minutes maximum.
Go.
Okay, perfect. So we will go ahead and check in the progress of your account, and then we will review your website, and I'm also going to go ahead and do a walkthrough to you with your client dashboard. So, of course, we would like to thank you for, of course, choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. So, currently, for the Google Business Profile, it is not yet verified. So, you need to go ahead and get it verified. I will go ahead and send you an email. And then, let's see. Urgent, start your Google video verification. There you go. So the title of the email first will be urgent, start Google video verification. So that's number one. So it will have the steps on how you're going to have the account verified or the Google listing verified.
Okay.
All right. Now, next is that for your leads, now currently, since the Google listing is not verified, so we are not getting leads from there as of yet. Plus, remember, you also have the paper lead campaign. So that one also needed to be completed. So, yes, those are actually the ones that should be generated. Oh, we do have Facebook ads, but it just started a few days ago. So, it's not generating much leads at the moment. But hopefully, once we go ahead and complete the verification of the Google Business Profile, and then we can go ahead and complete as well the paper lead campaign, then you should be getting much leads. More or less, especially with the Google Verified, because that's the premier ads campaign.
Is that
so,
with the video?
Oh, the video is the...
That's the video, right?
Yeah, the Google, the one that needs the video is the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Yeah, so once you complete the verification or the video verification of your Google Business Profile, then we go ahead and proceed with the linking, because your profile would actually be linked to your paper lead campaign. So it needs to be verified first.
With the video, didn't you need like a magnet on the truck and like an invoice and like a certification and all this crazy stuff?
Yes, that is correct. So,
I'm waiting on that to come in the mail, my business cards and from Vistaprint. So that's going to be a Thursday. That's what's been the hold up. And I was out of town last week. So.
Oh, I see.
Is it time sensitive? So if you don't do it in a certain amount of time, does it throw you out of it and you can never do it again? Or how does that work?
Oh, you can actually do it again. So the when you go ahead and access your Google listing, it doesn't have an expiration. So you can go ahead and access it again. Yes, that is correct. So,
Can I just take a picture of my equipment and my truck and my tag, and then a picture of like my LLC document? Would that be enough? Or you need an invoice and insurance on the paper as well? Or can I PDF all that to Google?
It would be best that you actually print them out, because you will be doing a video verification, yes. And the video must be done in real time. So we cannot submit videos or create a video and then submit it. It has to be like done when you access it, do the video, and then submit it right away.
Okay. So they ever deny the videos and you don't get Google, whatever the heck it's called?
I'm sorry, could you kindly repeat the question? If you do deny
Do they ever deny it? Yeah. And I'm like, you can't be Google verified, because I guess the video is grainy or whatnot. It needs to be in full
1080. Yes. Mm-hmm, that's correct. They can actually deny the video. If ever they actually deny it, they will let us know why they denied the video. Sometimes it could be, for example, the signage. Let me just check something on your account. I wanted to double check if we are going to show your address. So, okay. Now, for this one, you don't have to show your address. It may ask you there when you do the verification to let you know that you need to show your address, but you don't have to show it, okay? You can skip that part. All you have to do is show your tools and equipment and then your documents. Now, if ever you get denied, it could be common reasons is that the video was too fast. They were not able to read the documents and confirm the information there. So the video needs to be less than 2 minutes, but not too fast, because they are going to, like, see the video and make sure that you are able to read the documents.
So it's like doing a real estate walkthrough. You ever do one of them videos?
Yes.
They put you at the front door, and then you move very slowly. So documents kind of like that.
Mm-hmm, that is correct. Now, again, you don't have to show your address, okay? What you can do is that, for example, what I normally advise our clients is that they have, like, a truck that you use. Okay. Does it have the logo or the name of the business?
No.
No, not yet. Okay.
Just a black pickup truck.
Okay, no problem. So what you will do is that you can go ahead and put in your documents, your tools there inside your truck, and then you're going to go and say, hi, my name is Jacob. I am the owner of Professional Home Maintenance. And then you can show, this is the truck that I use, show them the license plate. You get inside the truck, you turn it on, and then you show your documents. You can say, these are my documents. This one is just enough that it's clear, because they can go there and, like, pause the video to check on the document, but it's very important that the video is very clear and not so fast.
So the equipment can be in the truck bed. I can, like, go to the truck bed and say, here's my pressure washer, is that how that works, or just sitting outside the truck.
Yes, that is correct. Now, if in case, just in case, they go ahead and deny our the video verification that you sent, they will actually inform us within 5 days, and then we will know what's the issue, so that when you redo it, we know what type of, we're going to submit.
Okay.
All right. And then, also, let's see. So for your Google Verified campaign, by the way, did you get the background check link that I asked our team to send to you? It was sent on Wednesday.
Was that for Google?
Yes, this is for the background check for the pay-per-lead campaign.
Also, it's separate from the regular Google Business. So this is a Google Business one.
Yes, it's actually separate, but they are actually connected. So Google, the pay-per-lead is an ad campaign that you are also running for your marketing. Were you able to get it?
Let me look.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it today.
I will have to ask our team to resend, because that link, that is the one that actually expires. Yes. Let me go ahead and ask our team. So you will be getting it anytime today. Now, that text itself, the link itself is actually good for 24 hours. But please take note, if you actually click the link, you have 15 minutes to do it. So if you're not ready yet, let's say tomorrow you're ready to do it, do not click the link yet. Click it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I already asked our team to send it to you, so you should be getting it anytime today. Now, just for in case, Jacob, you don't get it by the end of the day, because I will be waiting for confirmation from them. But if in case you didn't get it, please, if you could kindly shoot me a text, let me know that you haven't received the background check link yet, and then I'll make sure to follow up with my team.
So I could text you on this number here, or is it a different number?
Yes. If you actually text this number, it goes directly to me, because I am your account manager.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me see. So I wanted to go over with all the pending items that we have. And then, let's check. For your Yelp page, let me see. Yelp. Okay, so Rena is not yet around because I'll be having her complete this one. I'll follow. I might have to follow up with you later today in regards to the Yelp claim because we need to go ahead and trigger the code for that. And I mean,
you guys are in California, right? Are you West Coast?
Yes, yes. We operate from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So you're 3 hours behind it. Okay, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I think you're Eastern Standard Time. Yes, you are in Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. No problem. So, yes, we are open during those hours. If you need anything, please do not hesitate to call.
Okay.
All right. And then let me check. And also for the website, have you had a chance to look on your website?
Yeah, looks good.
It looks good. Okay, that's good. Now, please remember, if ever you have revisions that you wanted to make on the website, we can definitely work on it for you. Just go ahead and shoot us a text. Call. Just say, honey, I need you to call me regarding website, and I'll make sure to call you, and then I'll arrange a collaboration call with you and our website team. Because we really wanted to make sure that whatever you wanted or how your website will be, like, how it will appear to your customers is really with your liking. So do not hesitate to let me know if you wanted to make revisions.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see. Oh, last, for the dashboard, were you able to log in to your client dashboard to go ahead and check updates there?
You talked about your guy's app?
Yes.
Yeah, it works. It says, it has like when the Facebook went live, it said like X amount of clicks, had a little graph and all that there.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, that's perfect. That is good to hear. Now, if ever you feel like there's any improvement that you think that would really help you with navigating the application or you think it needs more improvement, please do not hesitate to let us know. We'd be happy to go ahead and let our technical team or our web developer to go ahead and work on it. So do not hesitate to let us know for any improvements that you feel like would really help you navigate the app. And then, also, I wanted to go ahead and work there in holistic reviews. Have you had the chance to check on the reviews tab?
The reviews for what?
Yes.
The business?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So on your application, there is a section there where we call reviews. So this actually allows you to go ahead and check on the reviews that are being left by your customers and also allows you to collect reviews to them. Now, we do have a simplified process for that. Can you go ahead and open your application so I can go ahead and walk you through?
Yeah, see, total result, local leads.
Yeah, so in the upper, on the upper right corner, there should be like three lines or dots. If you click on that one, that will should give you the different options like home, leads. If you scroll to the a little bit bottom, you should see reviews there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kindly open that one, and then do you see where it says request review button?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. So, this is how you can actually collect reviews for your clients. You go ahead and click that one, enter their phone number, their name, and you can also change the template to say you want it to be more personalized. You can actually go ahead and do that, and then hit send. So your customer will go ahead and receive a text. It will have the link that takes them directly to your Google listing. So that is like to make sure that you don't have to search for you. Yes. Because we've got clients who are in, their customers who like leaving reviews in a different business. So we wanted to make sure that customers are really leaving to the right businesses. So
a lot of people are trying to get them to give reviews out. He said, give me a good Google review, and they never do it.
Yes, but if you actually like do the sending of message, like we would advise to do it real time whenever, like every after you finish the job, as much as possible, collect a review there. Yes, because once the job is finished, sometimes they actually forget about leaving you a review. So while you have them, go ahead and ask for the review so they can do it right away.
Okay, makes sense.
Alright, perfect. And then, yeah, do you have, like, any questions for me regarding the application or any clarification?
That makes sense. It's pretty cut and dry for the most part.
Okay, perfect. So, just a quick reminder, by the way, because we are optimizing your account now, please know, once we actually get your listing verified and also your... especially the Google Verified campaign and the business profile getting verified, you are going to be getting more online presence, and this will actually benefit you with more calls as well. Now, please know there will be different types of calls, service calls, it could be calls from competitors, and along with the others. So we just wanted to make sure that you are informed that you will be getting more of spam calls. Now, you do have call tracking on your account already, so that filters out majority of them, but there will still be calls that will go through, like, for example, calls from Townsquare and Oli Oli. They will be, like, requesting extra money from you to go ahead and...
Do you pay for every lead, or do you only pay if it's, like, a real job, or do you pay for every lead you get? How does that work?
Oh, you mean for your account?
Yeah, like the Google.
Google
Verified. Call. You pay for every call, or do you pay for only a job that's a real job? Because I mean, paying for every call would be, that'd be ridiculous. It's not even a real job.
Okay. Now, since you do have different types of campaigns, right? So number one, for your Google listing, that actually shows on the map section. Now, if you get calls from there, regardless of how many calls you get, you don't get charged for it because you are actually paying us monthly for that. So we do the optimization for you. That's a monthly charge. Now, your Google Verified campaign or the pay-per-lead campaign is different. So there is no monthly charge. The charge would actually depend on how many leads did you get on the previous month. Because we actually do the billing in the first week, yes. Like, for example, for this month of March, all the leads that were accumulated for this month of March, that will be billed to you in the first week of April. So depending on how many leads you actually get. Now, when it comes to the charge of the leads, we charge you for qualified leads. So it's very important. Yes, it's very important that you are responsive because when they call, they left you a message. Google actually reviews all the calls and the messages to make sure that you only get charged for valid leads. Now, if they call you, they tell you, hey, I want this one done and this one, you get charged for it even if they only left a message because that was a valid lead.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. For example, you get sales calls. Those, you will not be charged. So Google reviews the calls, checks on the messages that you get, and then make sure that you only get charged for valid leads.
Okay. Cool. I'm good.
Okay. Perfect. And then, let's see. I think that's it. Oh, just quick reminder, we do have what we call business referral program. So what this does is that, for example, you actually get, I know you have circle of friends that does the same business for you or have other businesses as well. Now, if ever you recommend somebody to us and they actually take the campaign, get an account with us, you actually get a free month from that. So 3 months from the SEO, from the one that we bill you monthly. So you get a free month for that. So, yes, if you are happy with the service, if you could kindly share the word with your other friends, we'd be happy to go ahead and work on their marketing campaigns as well.
Okay.
Alrighty, perfect. So I think that wraps up our call. Now, please continue to look for emails and text messages and updates from Local Splash. I will continue to call you because I need to make sure we are on the third week. I got to make sure that your account is fully set up at least before the month ends. Yes. So you will be hearing more from me until we complete the setup. And yeah, if you have like any question or any concern or any clarification about your account, please feel free to contact us at the 877-635-6225 number. The call actually goes directly to me, but if I am not available, I will be notified still that you called. Also,
okay.
It would be best as well to shoot me a text.
Okay.
On that same number, it actually goes directly to me, and I get it, like, real time. So, once I am available, I can go ahead and call you right back or respond to your text.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. I think that would be final question. Do you have, like, anything, question, follow-ups, or concerns at the moment?
That's it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, Jacob. And again, you'll be hearing more from me. I'll continue to monitor your account.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.